David Trainer, president and founder of New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous, is here. We're digging in on a stock and looking for trouble. And today, we're headed to the danger zone. Yes, it's the danger zone here on Money Life. This is where we bring in David Trainer to be our wingman. David, of course, is the founder at New Constructs. He's the guy who's behind the methodology that involves diving into stocks at the grassroots level, at the footnotes level, and working your way up. So when other people will look at the top down, see the numbers that are out there, think, that looked good. David really asked the question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Well, it's possible. And if it's true, they go find out how. They look at the footnotes and start to deconstruct everything. It is forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis. And it produces, among other things, the most attractive and most dangerous lists. And if you want to see those, or you want to see anything about our danger zone picks, because they blog about their danger zone picks, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Netflix.
Danger, danger.
Okay, now Netflix, ticker NFLX. This is a name we have heard before. In danger zone things, let's just kind of put it this way. Yeah, we're going back at them. You have aimed the weapon squarely back at Netflix. However we want to make it sound, what have they done to get in more trouble with you?
Well, you know, Chuck, we've had them in there in the danger zone before, and we've been wrong, and you and I have talked a lot about timing with the danger zone picks. And so we're putting Netflix in the danger zone again now because we believe investor sentiment has already begun to shift toward a more skeptical view of Netflix's business model. I'm hearing more people echo what I've been saying for a long time in terms of the impact of competition. I'm hearing other major media platforms talk about how Netflix is potentially the AOL of OTT, and we're not seeing the stock pop purely based on subscriber numbers anymore. And then lastly, you know, we're seeing what we predicted as well for a long time, and that's the fact that, you know, Netflix has got to raise its prices. And contrary to the Netflix lovers out there, to their belief, the fact that they're raising prices is not pricing power. Can I say that any louder? Pricing power is when you can keep prices low and still make money. Netflix is losing billions of dollars a year. Last year, debt investors, the last round of debt they raised, got a junk status. We saw the stock price get crushed for most of 2018. People are losing patience with the huge amount of cash flow destruction, cash flow loss, and they have to raise prices. Netflix does not have pricing power. They are having to raise prices to appease debt investors because people are getting tired of this potentially endless and never-ending stream of huge amounts of cash flow loss.
Okay, but a Netflix supporter is going to tell you,
son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
And somebody who agrees with you is going to say that putting them back in the danger zone is
gutsiest move I ever saw.
Gutsiest move I ever saw. So we're straight out of Top Gun in the danger zone here on everything we're doing. But here's the thing. At some point, there has to be a catalyst. And this is a stock that for all of the uglies that you've seen in it, and it has been an unattractive stock for a long time in your book, for all the ugliness, we haven't seen a catalyst. It came out with, you know, hey, our latest round of debt is junk, and the market didn't care. So what's going to make the market wake up?
You know, it's hard for me to say what single event is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back, but I'm telling you, we're moving in that direction. The bounce back we saw at the beginning of this year puts us in a good position. I think that's definitely where we're at a top here. I don't think we're going to see it continue to run as it has in the past, irrationally. And I think more and more people understand that these price increases do not signal strength. They signal weakness because the higher the price of Netflix, the more viable all their competitors. For example, you see Hulu come out and say, oh, we're lowering our price. And so Netflix is effectively losing competitive advantage every day because there are more competitors. And, you know, in our report, we've got a list of, like, I don't know, it's like 10 or 12 other video streaming services. There's nothing about the Netflix business model that is defensible, except for the fact that investors have been willing to let them burn through their money at incredible rates for many years. And we believe that the patience for that burn has been exhausted, and we're going to see debt holders continue to charge more. We're going to see Netflix probably forced to cut back on its new content spending.
So what's the stock going to be worth? I mean, it's trading in the $340 range right now. What is a fair value on Netflix? Because I want people to understand just how ugly you think it is.
You know, when it comes to a fair value, you know, it's funny. We haven't really thought about that in a while because we've just been doing analysis on, like, the expectations based on the stock price, right? So, like, the current stock price implies that they're going to have, like, 500 million users at $20 a month, right? So it's all the good news there is certainly priced in. When we look at the no-growth value of this business and kind of what's it worth today if they can just maintain, right? We're talking like $6 a share.
Whoa.
If they can maintain where they are today. Now, are they going to continue to grow? Sure, they'll probably grow subscribers. You got to keep in mind, though, the free cash flow has been highly negative. We don't have the full year numbers quite yet, but trailing 12 months is $3 billion. I think since 2011, it's like $10 billion that they've lost, right? So our economic book value per share analysis is a little bit more sanguine about valuation, even at $6 a share, Chuck, because it doesn't take into account the tremendous amount of CapEx that is required to even get the business to where it is today. One of the reasons I'll come back with a price that low is that for a long time, we had to entertain the idea that someone was going to buy Netflix. Was it Disney? Was it CBS? Was it Amazon? Was it Apple? And what we're seeing now is that that's less and less likely the case as each of these firms has announced plans to create their own streaming service, as well as announced plans to spend a lot on their own original content. So they've already decided, you know what, Netflix, you're too crazy expensive. It's cheaper for us to do this on our own. And that means there may not be a life raft for this Netflix business. And if they have to cut back on all that huge amount of spending on original content, I don't know how they keep their subscribers.
It's fascinating. We understand now why you keep taking your shot at Netflix. NFLX, it is taking the flak today. It is in the danger zone. Yeah, currently trading around $340. David says it's worth around $6.
This is an ugly business, man.
Yeah, that is an ugly business. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, my pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
That's David Trainer, everybody. He is the founder and president at New Constructs. To read more about their New Constructs pick this week or any of their Danger Zone picks, check them out at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. The Market Call is next. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.